72% of Fayetteville's city-run facilities are now operating on clean energy. Representatives from the city, Ozarks Electric Cooperative, and Today's Power Incorporated conducted a ceremonial flipping of the switch Friday morning at one of the three solar farms supplying power to the city's two wastewater treatment plants.
All right, one, two, three.
The flipping of the switch took place at the West Side Wastewater Treatment Facility, which has two solar farms, one near North Broyles Avenue and West Persimmon Street, the other near North 54th Avenue. The third farm is at the Nolan Wastewater Treatment Facility along North Fox Hunter Road. Fayetteville's Environmental Director Peter Nierengarten says it's a milestone for the city.
I mean, you know, it's one thing to talk about these types of projects, in front of city council and present plans and goals for doing things like this, but to actually see it come to fruition and, you know, be able to flip the switch on it, and then also look at our bills and see the impact that it's making in terms of the electricity production, it's pretty exciting.
Nierengarten says aside from producing cleaner energy, for the next 20 years, the city will buy electricity generated by the arrays at a lower rate than it previously did, with expected savings of about $182,000 a year.
This really helps us stabilize our energy costs going forward, so we have a guaranteed price on the cost of our electricity over the next 20 years, which that gets passed on to citizens in terms of, you know, not needing to raise taxes or not needing to raise rates relative to cover those costs, right? So it provides stability in operations for us, which is to the benefit of all of our citizens and the ratepayers from the water and wastewater utility, which is where this electricity will be provided.
The two wastewater treatment plants also include battery storage facilities. Nierengarten says they will store unused energy, which can then be tapped by Ozarks Electric.
What it does is it allows Ozarks in times when there's peak energy demand, which for our area happens in the summertime in the afternoon when it's hot and people are running their air conditioners. So if there's not enough electricity being produced here locally, they have to go out on the open market and buy really expensive electricity from a long ways off, right? And so these batteries allow them to reduce the amount of power they have to go off and purchase. They can deploy these batteries.
The stored energy will also be used by the treatment plants when sunlight is low. Nierengarten says this collaboration illustrates that clean energy, protecting the environment, creating jobs, and saving money can come together in a single project.
And so to me, that's really the message on this. This is not something where we had to sacrifice or give up or spend a bunch of money. I mean, we'd have to spend money, but we're going to, you know, recoup that money down the road. And so to me, that's the really important piece of it is how other communities can do this same thing to address their energy needs and save money and create cleaner air for their citizens and provide jobs. So all of that as a package is just really a win-win-win, in my opinion.
Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says the solar array project is the result of the city's adoption of an energy action plan in 2018 that calls for all city-run facilities to convert to clean energy by 2030.
The real reason this is so tremendously important, it's time for us to get off the fossil fuels. It is time that we develop clean energy, not only in this city, not only in the state, not only in the nation, but in the world. And we are able to contribute a small part of that on this day in the history of this city.
The next step is to find ways to convert the remaining 28% of city facilities to renewable energy. Peter Nierengarten says that will likely involve more solar power units, but they're looking at other forms of energy as well.
It's also looking potentially at wind power. We have decent access to wind power over in Oklahoma, so that may be an opportunity for us as well. So we're trying to take a kind of a shotgun approach to, you know, fill in that remaining 28% gap.
This is Ozarks at Large.